Rent a stadium. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. There were some skirmishes, there was some pepper spray, there were a few arrests, but the predicted rumble in Portland didn't happen over the weekend. The all-male Proud Boys came to town with their message of patriotism and defense of Western culture, and the local Antifa anti-fascists were there to match them chant for chant. But here's what caught my attention. Joe Biggs, leader of the Proud Boys, told the Oregonian he was there for one reason, to get Trump to tweet about the event.
Go look at Trump's President Trump's Twitter. He talked about Portland, said he's watching Antifa. That's all we wanted. We wanted national attention on it. We got it. Mission success.
Look at Trump's Twitter. He talked about Portland, said he's watching Antifa. That's all we wanted. So he admits he organized this outside invasion of Portland simply to catch President Trump's attention. And he's thinking about doing it again next month unless Portland cracks down on the anti-fascists. And, of course, the counter-protesters have promised an even bigger response. Meantime, does anyone even know what the issue is here? Competing lifestyles? Boredom? Why don't you guys just rent a stadium and play rugby? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.